Now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we are to do good rather than evil? Do good rather than evil? Wasn't that the point of Jesus' statement in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, which we call the Golden Rule? Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Throughout the Bible, we, as creatures made in the image and likeness of God, Genesis 1:27, are urged to do good rather than evil. The psalmist wrote, "Trust in the Lord and do good," Psalm 37, verse 3. He also told us why when he said, "Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil," Psalm 34, 14 through 16. Two chapters later in Psalm 36, verse 3, the psalmist referred to those who have ceased to be wise and to do good. Psalm 36, verse 3. Think about that for a moment. When we stop doing good, we cease to be wise. The Apostle Peter wrote, "He who would love life and see good days, let him turn from evil and do good," 1 Peter 3, verses 10 through 11. Doing good is indeed a major theme in the Bible. As Paul wrote in Galatians 6, verse 10, "As we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone." But the Bible does not contain just admonitions and commandments about doing good. It also contains examples of how we can accomplish that goal. James wrote, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world," James 1, verse 27. Christ himself once admonished, "When you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. You will be blessed because they cannot repay you, but you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Luke chapter 14, verses 13 through 14. There is one statement in the Bible, however, that sums up the importance of doing good. James wrote, "To him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." James 4 and verse 17. A person would need help to misunderstand that verse. Doing good is a big part of what Christianity is all about. What about you? Have you been doing good?